California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. You know, farmers should go out of their way to try and meet strangers, maybe give them that parking space, or hold that grocery store door open for someone. This could just prompt a conversation. Peter Angelo Vallis is in the wine grape industry as well as being California Ag Today's ambassador for agriculture.
Most people love farmers, especially the people that know farmers. And that becomes really important that you're not going to get to know a farmer unless you meet a farmer.
And of course, it's hard for consumers to just meet a farmer outright.
Since chances are you're not going to go out of your way to go to a Farm Bureau meeting or decide to take a tour of your local John Deere dealer, it only happens in real life. And I think we have to remember that we have to engage in real life.
And Vallis noted that oftentimes it's the farmer that needs to reach out.
It takes us putting down our cell phone and looking up and actively engaging with the rest of the world. You know, whether it's at the ATM, you know, say, hey, go ahead. Or, you know, at the line, I mean, so we still have to buy food too at the supermarket, and thanking the guy behind us when you see him having some vegetables going, hey, thanks for buying that. I can tell you like to eat.
And here's an idea. Maybe all farmers in California should have a calling card, letting people know exactly what they do.
That's exactly right. I mean, have a calling card. I mean, say, hey, my name is John Smith. And then on the back go, I make food. Because realistically, everything is about what connects with you.
Now this message.
An aggressive new plan to provide California with fresh water is being proposed, and it looks like this plan could very well see the drought problem go away for the next 50 to 75 years or even longer. 28 new inland modular desalination plants are being proposed to be built in 6 locations, and an additional 7 billion gallons per day of new water would be produced to supply the Central Valley region, Los Angeles, and San Diego. 7 billion gallons is equivalent to more than 22,000 acre-feet, again, per day. The capacity can be increased as the demand increases in the future, possibly taking care of water concerns until the end of the century. The Western Water Replenishment Program website, WWRP2020.com, has the details about who would get the new water and where the plants would be built. If the projects can make it through the political channels, this could very well be the end of California's water concerns for many years to come, or at least our lifetime. Again, go to WWRP2020.com for more information.
Again, that's WWRP2020.com for more information. More news at CaliforniaAgToday.com. This is California Ag Today.